Chala, Perk Aleph Mishnah Beis. Ha'oichel mehem kezayis matzah bePesach, yotze de chavasos. If one eats a kezayis of one of these five grains of matzah on Pesach, so yotze de the chayva of eating matzah on Pesach. Kezayis chametz, and if one eats a kezayis of chametz, chayv yikaris. So that person is chayv karis. As we know, the Rab brings, the Torah says, lo soichel of chametz, shivas yam toichel of matzahs. The Gemara darshins, only dvarim habayim li dei chimutz, only something that can become chametz, those are the only items that a person can be yotze b'den yidei chavis matzah. That's the only way you're able to be yotze matzahs on something that can become chametz. But something that cannot become chametz, you're not yotze eating those items if you made it into matzah. Nis'ar of echad mehem b'chol haminin. If one of these grains got mixed up with any other type of species of food, hareza over b'pesach. So you're over on Pesach. So the Rav explains that if one of these five grains got mixed up with something else, like he brings the kutach ha-bavli, v'shech ha-modai. So these are classic items that are brought in the Gemara, in the Mishnayis, in Psachim, where chametz was mixed with other things, whether it's cheese or other foods that got mixed into the chametz. So the Mishnah says that you're over b'pesach, and the Rav says, what are you over? You're over on ba'yira and ba'yimatzah if you leave it in your own rishus. Others learn a little bit differently what it means here, but this is what the Rav says. But the sugya for this is in Psachim. Mishnah continues, "Anoyder min ha-pasu min ha-tfuah." If a person makes a neder not to eat pas and not to eat tfuah, aser b'hem. So he's aser to eat anything that's made from these five grains. Div Rebbe Meir. And it's not clear that the Rav may have had a different girsa, because now we're going to see. It seems that Reb Meir held that if a person, though, would say dagon, he made a neder not to eat from dagon, he's aser in all other meaning. Which would be even kidneys and anything else is called dagon. Even though Reb Meir doesn't say it, it seems that the Rav had it in his girsa. And what we have, the Chachamim Ma'imrim, Hanoider min ha-dagon einu aser ela mehen. Chacham disagree and say when it comes to dagon, it's also only talking about the five minim. It's not talking about anything else. The dagon and tfua are the same lashon. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chacham. And the Mishnah ends, v'chayovin b'chala uv'maisris. Now, this isn't really necessary. The Mishnah is telling us this, that you're chayev in chala and also maestris by the five minim. And the reason that we're saying this is because we're going to see in the subsequent Mishnahs that there are certain things that the Mishnah is going to go and say that you're chayev in chala and bor pater in maestris, or chayev in maestris but pater min achala. So therefore, because we're going to go into some differences, we start off by saying that with these five grains, that you're chayev for both chala and maestris. All of maestris.